Hello and welcome to Simplified Spaces. With Dhanteras around the corner, when we welcome Lakshmiji, the goddess of wealth, many of us focus on cleaning, polishing, and reorganizing our homes to invite prosperity. Traditionally, Dhanteras is the day families deep clean, refurbish, and even buy small items of gold or metal to place before the deity as a symbol of inviting abundance. But there's more than ritual here. Their psychology. Recent research shows that cluttered homes are associated with reduced well-being and lower perceived home beauty, which in turn affects mood and life satisfaction. In short, messy spaces often make us feel smaller, stressed, and less capable of receiving or managing good things. That matters for prosperity. When our environment is chaotic, our decision-making suffers. We're more likely to overlook bills, repeat purchases, and make impulsive choices that hurt our finances. Decluttering isn't just about aesthetics. It's practical money management. Clearing out the physical clutter of surfaces often forgotten cuts unnecessary expenses and helps people make more intentional financial choices. There's experimental evidence too. Participants in organized spaces tend to perform better on cognitive tasks than those in cluttered rooms. So organization literally clears bandwidth for better thinking and better choices. And on a personal wellness level, decluttering gives measurable benefits. People report improved mood, better focus, and higher productivity after organizing their environment. Small wins that compound into bigger life changes. So how do you translate Dhanteras energy into real psychology-backed practices? Here are five practical steps you can use or share. Start with intention, not with guilt. Before you sweep or sort, say aloud what you're welcoming this Dhanteras. Clarity, calm, savings, or opportunity. That ritual intention works psychologically the same way as a brief plan setting exercise. It focuses attention and reduces decision fatigue. Apply the 20-10 rule for Dhanteras deep cleaning. Spend 20 minutes on a target area, like the puja shelf, wardrobe, or kitchen counter. Then take a 10-minute break. Small, timed bursts keep motivation high and make large projects manageable. Create a receive zone near the main door or puja area. Clear the shelf or a tray for new purchases, bills to review, or gifts to organize. A physical invitation for abundance and a practical place to track incoming items. Next, tackle your financial clutter now. Spend 1 hour this Dhanteras reviewing subscriptions, scanning important documents, and consolidating accounts. You'll often find small savings or forgotten assets, a direct material benefit to organizing. And lastly, keep the ritual alive with a weekly 15-minute reset. Light a diya, play a short mantra or music, and walk through 3 open tasks. Clear a surface, throw one item away, and put one thing back in its home. This small ritual leverages habit science. Tiny, repeated actions create lasting order. Dhanteras marries tradition and practical psychology beautifully. Cleaning and welcoming Lakshmiji is meaningful spiritually, and science tells us that creating beautiful, organized spaces actually improves mood, decision-making, and financial behavior. Whether you're polishing silver or sorting a drawer, you're doing more than housekeeping. You're creating space to receive. Thank you for listening to Simplified Spaces. Happy Dhanteras, and may your home be tidy, warm, and welcoming. Thank you.